Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Access All Areas. I am Stephen Long.
And I'm Bobby Norris. How are you both?
I am doing just fine. I've just about recovered from Halloween. It took a little while. But yeah, all good. How are you?
I'm really good. Can I just say, talking about Halloween, I was living for your outfit when I saw it on Instagram. So
thanks.
When you mentioned last week when we was recording that it was going to be like a cheerleader and you were speaking about them, we go, I wanted to see the photo. And you very much delivered.
Thanks. I like to think I really went all out. I had lipstick on and blusher, which I tried to do myself, and false eyelashes and eyeliner and eyeshadow and tight pants. I was really, really going for the whole look. No, it's actually really fun. I had a really fun night. I think I said last week, I don't usually dress up for Halloween. In fact, I don't think I've dressed up for Halloween in more than a decade. So to go out and dress up, first time I've ever been out dressed as a woman as well, in a skirt, which was an eye-opening experience. it was just really fun. And it was nice to be around all the rowers, and we just had a really good time. I got very drunk. Lots of chitty-chatting and dancing and blah, blah. We took so long getting ready that we missed the contest for who had the best outfit. That's fine. We still had a good time.
You would have won it.
Should have done. But that was our own fault for being divas that turned up too late for the ceremony. Well, did you do anything in the end?
Not really, no. So I pretty much had a really quiet weekend, to be honest. The weather was terrible, wasn't it? I don't know how bad it was in London, but I got my pumpkin outside and I kind of dressed all the house with all that fake cobwebs and things. And then the heavens opened and I thought, well, that's going to be a washout. Not one person's going to knock. And I had my Haribos to give away.
Yeah.
We had a few, but it's more than we've had the last couple of years, obviously. But I don't know if it was a weather thing, but it was quite quiet. But I feel the peer pressure for next year now. I saw so many amazing costumes. I think I was probably the only person on Instagram that didn't get dressed up and go out. It just seems such a huge thing now, Halloween, doesn't it? And I kind of missed the boat a little bit. I remember bobbing for an apple back in the day.
Same.
But it was never that big a deal when I was younger.
No, it's definitely got bigger. I also think probably this year, just because of lack of parties, right? It's just another date in the diary that people can all sort of gather around and like I say, mean girls act like sluts. So, you know, like...
Yeah, as you did, Buzz, as you did it very well.
As I certainly tried to. It was a real mess. I was sitting on men's laps. I was just awful.
Did you feel quite liberated wearing a skirt?
Is the solid answer. Maybe I need to get a kilt or something that I can just wear around and about and feel very like myself. But no, it was really fun. Well, maybe next year. We've already thought that the four of us that went out last weekend, maybe next year we're going to be four slutty brides. So it's just...
Love that.
Anything in a short skirt, we're up for it. Do you know what I mean?
And the thing about Halloween, you can just put dead or slutty in front of it and it's all right.
Such as it should be with all things in life, I think.
Dead bride, slutty cheerleader, slutty cat.
Yeah.
Dead cat. Maybe don't be a dead cat. That's probably not
a mouse, slutty mouse. Yeah.
Anything goes for that one night a year.
Exactly.
Was it a good vibe out and about? Was everyone dressed up in the pub?
Yeah. Even the Uber drivers were having a good time with it. You know, like,
he's going to say they was dressed up.
No, not dressed up, sadly. But you know, they were very good humoured about the fact that there was us four harping on in the back like four banshees. But it was all good. It was all good. What else have you been up to this week, Bob? Anything exciting?
I'm still very much just on my gym fitness thing at the moment. Yeah, on my fitness.
Well done.
A little bit aching at the moment.
That's a good sign.
Really good sign. I'm definitely feeling a bit sore, but that's how I know That's how I know I've trained hard, but definitely a Radox, I think, and a knock bath and a soak to rest the muscles. But hence why I'm in a vest as well. There's probably not many people wearing a vest in November, but rush back from the gym. But no, yeah, feel good. And just nice being busy. I'm feeling, though, this is the first week. I know we said it last week. I'm looking out the window now. And it's early doors, relatively,
pitch
in the evening.
Black.
And this would be about midnight a few weeks ago, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's winter. And social media is already talking about Christmas. Couldn't believe it. I opened my eyes 1st of November. The first thing I saw, I mean, you couldn't write it, was Mariah Carey on Instagram smashing up a pumpkin with a baseball bat and singing All I Want for Christmas. And
I love that she does that.
Get them coins.
I mean, she's no fool, is she?
She's got about 7 weeks to absolutely
rake it.
I would love to know what she earns in them 7 weeks.
I mean, yeah, it is funny how she does this thing every year now, doesn't she? She's like, not yet to everyone. So she builds up the anticipation for November the 1st when you can suddenly play All I Want for Christmas Is You. But then obviously that means that by the end of November, you're sick of listening to All I Want for Christmas Is You. So, I mean, I don't know how well it works for a long time, but I haven't heard it yet. I will confess. So
I love the humour of it. I think it was last year she had done one. Because like you say, I think for the last couple of years, I've certainly noticed it on Insta. And she was kind of getting into bed. There was like a clock and it was like 11:59 and it turned 12 and she woke up and she's singing. And then going into it. And I just think, do you know what? It is quite, it's my favourite Christmas song. It is very iconic. And yeah, like I say, literally get Halloween out of the way. I guess especially in America, it's an even bigger deal there. Let everyone wake up. November the 1st is my song, get in the Christmas spirit. I just still don't feel in that Christmas spirit hit though. And I'm not a bar humbug at all. I mean, it is literally a couple of days into November. So I guess it's all right to not feel overly Christmas.
I definitely think that's fine. And well, although I did notice last night, I had to pop out to get some tea bags. And I noticed a few of the flats in my building have got Christmas lights in the windows. I'd say 6 or 7 already. So as Mariah said, it's time. So, you know, it's going to happen sooner or later. You'll get into the spirit soon enough, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And I think we've all gone around a little bit of a better one than last year.
Do you know, just keep your fingers crossed, Bob, and let's hope for the best, because we don't know
anything.
It's
still 7 weeks, Bob. Yeah.
Anything could happen. It could be a nuclear explosion or something, you know what I mean? On that note, we have a very exciting show coming up today. First off, we have an Olympian on the show. Very exciting. An Olympic medal winner, Lewis Smith, on to talk about his new theatre show. Then we have Real Housewives of Cheshire star Rachel Lugo, and then we have Love Island's Amy Day. So loads to talk about with them today. Although I will say, generally, I think this week's showbiz news, it's been a little bit quiet.
It has, considering I think last week was quite a full-on showbiz week. I mean, what's caught my attention, again, which seems a million years ago that we was all talking about it and obsessing about it, Tiger King. I didn't realise there was going to be a Tiger King 2. Don't kind of know how that's going to work out, to be honest. After watching the first one, I didn't think, right, there's going to be a sequel to this.
Yeah.
But Netflix ain't silly. Obviously know that they smashed it the last time. Bearing in mind, well, there was nothing else to watch, so that probably helped with everyone in lockdown.
Yeah.
I just don't know if it's going to be the same people or whatever, but all I have heard is that the legend that is Carol Baskin is going to be suing them because she doesn't want any part of the second series.
Yeah, I think the whole thing left a bit of a bad taste in her mouth, didn't she? She basically said that she felt kind of misrepresented by them and bits and bobs. I believe they're using recordings from what she spoke about in the first series in the second one, and she's saying she basically hasn't given permission. Difficult one, isn't it? I mean, I don't know what the rules are about that, certainly in America with making those kind of things, but I'm pretty sure Netflix will be fairly certain in their contract that they're allowed to do that sort of thing. But I agree with you.
They're lawyered up.
Yeah, I'm sure they know. I'm sure they've had to deal with things like this before. But I mean, I'll definitely tune in. I mean, like I really enjoyed the first series. Yeah, so I mean, Carol Baskin or no Carol Baskin, I'll probably still be watching because it's just a fascinating story, isn't it?
So, am I being a little bit silly here? Is it the same story that's carrying on? Are we still going to be, is it still very much, it can't be about other people in that situation. I mean, how many people are there that have big cat zoos? And it surely still has to be relatively a carry-on, doesn't it?
I believe it is, yeah. I believe it's basically like continuing the story. There is more stuff to say.
Because he's inside now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And there was talk at some point of Donald Trump freeing him, and Joe Exotic, this is, talk of him being freed by Donald Trump and all this sort of stuff. So, yeah, he is currently sentenced to 22 years in prison.
Out in time for the second series.
No, so, but I wonder, I imagine he can still do interviews from inside prison.
And he definitely, I'm sure, would jump at the chance of
a little bit more fame.
It seemed to very much lap it up, didn't it? Like in the footage of the first series of like one of the filmers, it will show there. It didn't seem that the shy and retiring type.
Definitely not.
I will definitely watch the second one because even just to answer all these questions, and he was a fascinating character to me, as was the legend Baskin. I mean, she's having a lovely old time on Cameo now, and she probably doesn't need the check from Netflix because I think she's probably
breaking it in
on the Cameo. 100%. She's become a little bit of an icon in herself, hasn't she?
Yeah, definitely kind of separate to him even. So yeah, maybe she doesn't need it either. But I mean, yeah, remains to be seen. Hopefully we'll get to see some of it soon. There was the one thing that caught my eye this week actually was this whole thing about Simon Cowell basically quitting television, essentially. He's no longer going to be fronting his programme. I forgot what it's called, Walk the Line, which is an ITV show, which is only going to be on over the course of a week. Reportedly next month, and he's going to be replaced by Gary Barlow. I wonder if for him he's kind of realized that those days of sort of Mr. Nasty and that on television have kind of gone. There's not really people don't really want to see that anymore. I don't know, maybe he's making that decision for the right reasons, knowing that maybe he's not Mr. Popular anymore. I don't know, what do you think?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I was a little bit shocked when I heard he was stepping back from telly. I certainly don't think this is the last we'll obviously hear of him. And it doesn't surprise me that he's putting Gary there instead, because obviously in the last few series of X Factor, we saw Gary take the lead judging role, whether Simon was in the States doing one of the other shows. But I think you might be right. I think TV's definitely changed in terms of what people want from telly. Yeah. And I also think and I don't know if it's because of or they go hand in hand, but social media now, and I think we've spoke about it before, I don't know how a show like that, like I always used to love X Factor back in the day, and for me, some of my favourite episodes was always the first few weeks. I loved the auditions. When they used to go into the auditions in the room, and thinking that they was Adele and wasn't. And I just don't know I don't know with social media, if then people would absolutely just get annihilated now, or if people want to see someone being Mr. Nasty, even though I'm pretty sure it was a caricature of himself. Mm. I think maybe just that them times have gone in telly.
Yeah, I think you're right. I guess we'll have to see with Walk the Line what the vibe is when it's on. The next couple of months. We'll
definitely
see.
Up for a new programme to watch, though.
Always. Well, our first guest, Olympian turned theatre actor, Lewis Smith, is here. So let's get him in and have a chat. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you. Yeah, not too bad.
Keeping busy.
In the middle of rehearsals, everyone else is still down, so I'm quite happy.
You get a little 5 minutes out to chat with us. Well, thanks for taking the time. How are the rehearsals going? Tell us a bit about the show.
Yeah, it's going really well. I'm surprised. I thought it was going to be a lot more intense.
Right.
I mean, this is the first kind of musical theatre show I've done. I've done shows before, but they've all been just dancing, so they've been kind of non-stop the whole way through, whereas this, you got time to kind of go through your lines, and then you go through a few scenes, and then you go to dancing and stuff. So it's been split up quite nice. Yeah, I was expecting to be in bits by now, but it's all been very bite-sized, manageable chunks at the minute.
Also, because of the whole pandemic, there's been, I guess, a whole delay for you guys.
Yeah. I mean, I was talking to these guys in the back end of 2018. I confirmed to do the show probably April, May 2019. And we were due to start rehearsals in April 2020. So we were ready and very
long time coming.
Yeah. So it's been a long time. And then obviously it got pushed back and we were saying, look, we're postponing rehearsals because of COVID. That happened a couple of times. And then the world kind of, yeah, just kind of really stopped and shut down. And I remember it was quite a scary time for the kind of the entertainment kind of musical theatre industry. I mean,
yeah,
there was kind of a path for kind of builders and workers and people working in offices. And so, you know, there was light in the tunnel for those guys. But for us, it was kind of no one knew what was happening. There was no support there. And it was kind of like we were being told that the show will definitely happen. And we, you know, but it was kind of like no one knew when, and it was just quite a scary time to be in.
So we're just all keeping in touch. Sorry, just in between, I guess, because remember, like back in the day, it's like, right, it's just for 3 weeks this lockdown, and it was just going to be one lockdown. There's always like Zoom calls with you as cast. Was you all still rehearsing and learning lines, not knowing when it was coming back?
Yeah, I mean, Celador were fantastic in the terms of like they kept us reassured, like it's going to happen. We don't know when, we're in dark times, but it's going to happen. And the choreographer would send us little dance clips that we could record at home, and they did like PR stuff with it and posted it and kept people kind of in the loop what was happening and stuff. So we were kept reassured that it was going to happen. But it was really, it must have been really hard. I mean, these big companies that have multiple shows and offices around the world and loads of people that work for them, it was kind of like, you know, what's happening? So I'm not really in a position to start chasing people and saying, you know,
yeah,
when's it happening? Is it happening? You know, you've got people trying to keep their business and livelihoods alive. And so, yeah, it was just a waiting game. But, you know, Celador were absolutely fantastic and the guys here. And, yeah, they said it was going to happen. And then we got a bit of light in the tunnel. We got dates involved and then a couple of years later here we are in rehearsal.
Couple of years, I mean, that's the thing when you say hello. Tell if anyone hasn't seen Bring It On, tell us a bit about it and who do you play?
Yeah, so I play a character called Cameron. He's from an underprivileged school, and his dream is to kind of emulate Michael Jordan's kind of basketball career and get a college, you know, scholarship and go on to university and things. And Campbell, Amber's character, she's from a very privileged school who's got a rich history in cheerleading, trophies. And she gets kind of bumped out of her school and redistricted to our school, which is underprivileged. She's not really had the opportunity to mix with Blacks, Hispanics, Asians and stuff before. So it's a real journey for her kind of learning how to navigate such a different environment and to see how things aren't kind of built on sandcastles. You know, there's a real kind of rich family connection and appreciation for the finer things in life at the new school that she's at. So, yeah, it's full of jokes, full of those kind of cheesy college white girl, black girl moments and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's good fun.
And you've become a dad, though. How is daddy life?
Daddy life is brilliant, honestly. It's everyone was kind of saying to us, you know, before we had Marley, or you wait, you know, get all the sleep you can, you're gonna have sleepless nights and it's gonna be like this, it's gonna be like that. But our little girl Marley, she's just been so textbook, honestly. She's amazing.
Lucky man.
Honestly, I don't think we've had one night where she's been up through the night.
Wow.
She just sleeps and sleeps. She doesn't cry. She's always giggling, chuckling, that baby laugh, you know, that cute baby laugh. It's just a constant joy at the minute. So So yeah, we're really enjoying obviously being parents. And there's a new kind of like lease of life. You know, you've got one more powerful thing to wake up for. And you know when it's getting hard and we're in rehearsals and you're tired and you've just been renovating a house and been doing like 13, 14, 15 hour days, getting back late. And just knowing that, you know, everything goes in the bag to provide for that baby. It's like, it's a very powerful thing. It's great.
And I guess where she's been so well behaved, are you scared baby two's going to be the complete opposite? Because my friends have been there. They always say that if you start with like the ideal text, but and then baby two comes on, you think, oh, this will be a breeze. Complete opposite.
I know. And so that's what people have also been saying. They're all, you won't see your baby number two. So I just hope that our family keeps defying the odds and rewriting what it is to be, yeah, typical parents. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see how the first one goes, and then if the second one rolls along, we'll just take it as it comes.
Any plans for baby number two yet, Lou?
No plans.
It's very soon.
there was no plan for baby number one. Yeah, that one was a big surprise. It's difficult. I mean, I feel like you have to really have your life in order to go, right, now let's have a baby. You know, so I can't ever imagine knowing when would be the right time to have one. So it was quite nice that, you know, although it was unplanned, you know, financially we're in a position where we can have a baby. We're at a good age. You know, we're working, we're motivated. You know, we've got property, we've got a house and stuff. So it's like, we didn't plan it, but it is a great time to have a baby. We're over the moon, like, and we now can't imagine our lives going forward if we didn't have Marley. You know, yeah. It's been great.
You're a rare kind of celebrity in a way, because you have many, many talents. You've managed to turn your hands to many things over the years. Like, what do you look back on of all the things you've done and you're kind of most proud of, or alternatively, what you're not proud of?
This all started because, you know, I was a young kid with a dream of being at the Olympic Games and winning an Olympic medal. So, you know, I'm sat in this chair because of those dreams and aspirations. And obviously there's a lot of people that have helped me through my career to get me to this point. You know, my coach has been fantastic, my single parent mum, you know, I've had so much fantastic support. So yeah, I just feel very lucky, very grateful about the opportunities I have. The 2012 Olympic Games was probably the most stressful but most powerful time I've kind of ever been through. It was exhausting and amazing all at the same time. It was terrifying, but the realization that you're living and walking your dream was just mad. You know, how many people get to say, you know, they're living their dream, you know, that inspired to. It's just nuts. And obviously the things that followed, you know, Strictly opened up so many doors in terms of dancing, performing. My love for performing definitely grew after that. And people always ask you, you know, once you've been on Strictly, they always say, oh, have you carried on? Have you kept it up? And if you're not in that industry, it's kind of like, well,
why would you?
Yeah, where would you get the opportunity to carry on doing things like that? So I think as well, my mindset, you know, when an opportunity came up where I could carry on dancing, or I could, you know, develop a kind of skill that would help with dancing, I was quite happy to say, like, I'll take it on, I'll try it. And I don't know if I'd be any good. I don't know, you know, I don't know where my limit is in terms of, you know, can I do shows like what I'm doing now? But unless you say yes to things and throw yourself in, you know, you're never going to know. So, yeah, this opportunity came up and I was like, look, I've never acted. I've never played a character. But I'm surrounded by absolutely incredible people. You know, meeting Celador, they reassured me. They will help you every step of the way. It's a great stepping stone. That the character I'm playing isn't like I haven't got, you know, half the script to remember. You know, it's a very manageable character to play. So yeah, here we are.
You mentioned Strictly. Obviously, you've turned around to a few reality shows over the years, won a couple of them and all. Is there any reality shows still that you'd like to do, what you've got your eye on?
I quite like the idea of just challenging myself. If you notice, like the shows that I have done, they've all involved like learning something new and challenging myself. So, you know, I did Strictly, I did the skiing program, the jump.
That's the hardest of them all, isn't it? Really,
that takes some balls to do that.
and I was talking with some of the cast here because they asked me a similar question at lunchtime, and you know, I like to go look. I'm in a great position in terms of I had a fantastic opportunity doing gymnastics and going to Olympic Games, and it opened up so many doors. And some of these shows is like, when would I ever get the opportunity to do what they're asking me to do? You know, when would I ever have a chance to learn to bobsleigh down a bobsleigh track in Austria? You know, when would I ever get a chance to jump off an 80-foot ski jump?
So, why would you want to is also a question.
Yeah. It goes back to my mindset, you know. It's like take hold of these opportunities,
yeah,
and just kind of live life to the full. So that's the kind of shows I like to do. I think in terms of reality, I think probably I'm a Celeb is on the verge, you know, because there's still a lot of a challenge involved, learning mind over matter kind of things. But I wouldn't do things like Celebs Go Dating or Big Brother. You know, I just don't think I'd be able to. I wouldn't be very entertaining for one, like having ADHD, and I'd probably talk myself into trouble. you know, so give me something physical to do. Dancing on Ice, that would be a great one. I'd love to do that. So yeah, anything with a bit of a challenge, the SAS one maybe.
Oh, that's a toughie. Do you think though that being a parent like made you more like risk averse, or do you still kind of feel the same as you always have done?
Not really. My mind is my mind, you know, and I love a challenge. I love doing things, and at the same time, I'm happy to provide. You know, whether that be a normal job, you know, if this all went away tomorrow, I'm happy to go and get a normal job or go into coaching. You know, I'm that's the plan after all this kind of fame show entertainment thing kind of goes away anyway. I'd love to get into coaching and help, you know, coach the next Olympic medalist. So yeah, I mean, I'm happy to do a bit of risk and a bit of danger and to push my body until it can't really do stuff anymore.
You're a braver man than me.
So when are the tour dates for the show?
So we start on the 26th in Peterborough, mm-hmm. November, and we kind of use Peterborough as a kind of a test to kind of see what does work, what doesn't work, and then we start on the 8th in South Bank Centre in London.
Awesome.
And we're there for 6 weeks, and then from January 22nd we then tour the UK.
Busy. Well, best of luck, yeah, with it, Lewis, and break a leg, I guess.
Thank you very much. You have to come and watch. Honestly, I would love to.
Yeah, sounds great.
Definitely. I can hear him in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
You hear it.
Get back to work.
You guys have got me out of. I appreciate it, because we'll get to the point where we're like, right, who can do tricks and somersaults? I've got
a quick interview to do. Thank you so much for joining us, Lewis.
It's been a pleasure.
Really appreciate it. Thanks, mate.
Take care, mate. Best of luck.
Bye.
Very much. Take care, mate.
Oh, lovely man.
Lovely man, and also just very attractive. I can just stare at him all evening. No problem. No, really nice. And nice to hear him getting on so well following, because his daughter's not even a year old yet. So, I mean, he's busy. There must be a lot going on.
Yeah. And lovely for them, like I said, the guys that have, and I guess in so many productions and theatres that have literally had to wait 2 years, I'm so glad for all of them that they're able to get back doing what they love, you know.
100%. Well, I have our next guest, Rachel, from Real Housewives of Cheshire, so let's get her in for a chat.
Perfect.
Hello, can you hear us?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, okay.
How you doing, Rach?
I'm great, Bobby. How are you?
Really good, thank you. Really good. You look incredible.
Good. Thank you. I don't know why, though.
How's filming going?
Really good. Really good. Yeah, we're not far off being finished, really. We've just got kind of one episode left, and then that's it for season 14.
It just flies by so quick, doesn't it? How have you found this one?
I've really enjoyed this one. I mean, I do love them all. This one's been fun. Obviously, we've had a new housewife, which it always kind of adds a bit more a new life to the group, especially when none of us know who it is or, you know, anything about them. Trying to work out information about them, what they're like, their character, their family. So I really enjoyed watching episode one, actually, because it gave me more of an insight into Sheena's life and everything. And, you know, she's married to a singer from Boydown.
We had her on the show a couple of weeks ago, actually, and she was saying how nice everyone's been and how she was kind of surprised how, like, she was expecting it maybe to be a bit more feisty. Yeah. Do you think because she's new, everyone's being sort of very nicey-nicey around her?
Well, I think it works both ways. We don't know her very well, and she's still finding her feet. So she's not come in, really, and had very strong opinions of an argument,
because like an axe to grind or anything.
Yeah, where she lies in that opinion. So no, she's been lovely. I do think with Sheena that she will have strong opinions, you know. So I think she's a great addition.
And I guess where she didn't know any of the cast before joining, like you say, she's got no loyalty to anyone to take on sides when it comes to pre-existing drama from previous series.
That's right. She can say neutral and she can say it as she sees it. Are you in bed, Bobby?
I am, yeah. In bed with Bobby, right?
So that's really good. You know, she didn't come in with any enemies or, you know, any really good friends. So, yeah, she's kind of stayed neutral, but it's just added a bit more, you know, life to the group. So it's nice when we get a new housewife.
And how have you found it drama-wise, this one, babe?
I mean, I have to say, last season, I was kind of middle of the range. There wasn't really much drama going on for me. I had a lot going on in my personal life. And, you know, I just wanted, we'd all come out of lockdown. You see things totally different. You know, the arguments just don't seem that important and you just want to have fun. So I was very much in that mindset. This season, I tried to be in that mindset as well, but I have had more of a voice this season than last season because, you know, it's not that I'm less tolerant. It's just if my buttons get pushed too much, I go.
I think that's the way with a lot of people, though, not even in TV shows or whatever, isn't it? I think people have got less time for the faff now, yeah. After all that we've been through in the last sort of year and a half. It's like, cut to the chase.
I think I was just glad to be out and back filming, back with the girls, you know, because at one point we just didn't know how long the lockdown was going to go for. So I was very much, listen, let's just enjoy ourselves. And I didn't want to get caught in the petty drama. I do have strong opinions, but not over silly stuff.
Will you have a reunion now? Things are kind of getting back to normalish, because I know there was a virtual one to start with, and then one series you didn't have one, did you?
I think two we didn't have one. So we had the virtual, and then two without, and this season we are going back to have a reunion.
And what's your predictions for that? Do you think there's going to be handbags at Dawn?
Yes. I think there's a lot of things that
has to be.
Yeah, are still unanswered, and a lot of issues that people can only really fix sitting on the sofa, so long as no one walks out, but they always do. I think it's going
to
be.
You know how to get that airtime. That's what it is. You walk out, you're guaranteed a clip on the advert show, aren't you?
I'm not a walker outer. I've never walked out of a reunion. I'm too much of a good girl. I sit around cold and but there are people that walk out a lot. I mean, I didn't think we got going last time for an hour and a half for the walkouts. We hadn't even started.
Do you enjoy the reunions?
Not really.
No.
Because when you're filming, the tension builds and builds and builds, and then it just either blows up or it doesn't. But the reunion, the questions are put to you, clearly where there's been an issue, and you have to go just straight for it. And it's like, oh God. and I don't know whether it's my age, or maybe I'm perimenopausal. My brain, right, if I said to you, if I was in a conversation, I go, oh my God, Bobby Stephen yesterday I went here for lunch and whatever. It's fine, because I've not asked my brain something. I've just thought to say it. If you said to me, what did you do yesterday? I'm like, what is this? Because I've asked my brain to do it. And the reunion is the same thing. And I'm just panicking that I'm not going to be able to remember the information that I need. So I'm like,
so just sitting there with a blank face, like,
Yeah. There was one time I did a scene with Nick and Royston, and I was asked about it in my confessional, and they said, okay, so you're in the scene with Nick and Royston. I'm like, no, I didn't. They're like, yeah, you did. I'm like, no.
And do you always have a rough idea when you're going into a reunion? Obviously, I guess you know what the drama has been and the main storylines have been during that series.
Yeah.
But when you're walking in there and you sit down, do you kind of think, right, I know I'm getting it today?
Well, we always try and work out whose sofa we're going to be on. As in, you know, we kind of know, well, I've argued with you, so you're definitely on the other sofa.
Do you get to decide or is it a production
No. We arrive in there and we, you know, our photos are where we sit and we're like, okay. I don't know whether we always get it right, but I guess if you sat next to Brian, you've maybe got more, you either knew or you've got more beef to cover.
Right, yeah. You know,
then it doesn't always work that way. We've had people at the other end that have walked out over issues. So it is funny how we all try and look so deep into it. And it's probably only maybe to do with the colour of our dresses.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, they can't have two silver dresses next to one another or something. Yeah,
so they're probably thinking, girls, it's nothing to do with that.
And I bet they try and keep you on your toes as well, because where they probably know you, you're all trying to guess what it is. I bet they think, right, we won't ever let them know, so we'll just mix it up every time.
I'm glad we're doing a reunion though, because you know, I do feel like the viewers feel they miss out and some things aren't fully sorted, and the reunion does give you that chance to see someone's reaction, and maybe things that didn't make the edit, it explains it a little bit more to the viewer.
So, yeah, that's a good point, actually, yeah.
How long do you wait from filming, like, your finale episode? You've got one ep left of this series.
Yeah.
What will the time frame be to you girls sitting there doing the reunion?
And when we're doing the reunion, we're doing the reunion in just under 4 weeks.
It comes pretty quick then after that, but just enough time to stew.
Yeah. And enough time to watch the episodes and go, oh, you little bitch.
Of course. Do you see a long-term future for you in the show? Are you going to stick it out?
I mean, I'm still loving being on the show. I did it initially purely to get some girl time. Because it was very difficult for me to do anything with my friends, for different reasons. And this was a way of me spending time with girls, calling it work, and just being able to have, I mean, I'd never been on a girls trip ever in my life. And the show has given me that. And, you know, I get to go away twice a year now with the girls. I really enjoy it. So for as long as I'm enjoying it, I'll continue to do it.
Absolutely. And I think in a show like yours and reality in general, because it's real and it's your life, I think the minute that you kind of feel that you're not loving it as much is the time to walk away. Your heart and head's both got to be in it, isn't it, to stay there?
Yeah, but I do think you've still got to take a bit of time to think about it, because it's very easy when you've had a confrontation with someone to think, I'm not doing this anymore, you know, and then we have a bit of time off before we film the next season, then you think, you know what, it wasn't that bad. Everything can seem worse. You know, you need to sleep on everything, I think.
Yeah, so, and especially when you're rocking up to filming and you're being put in them situations and you're around each other. Whereas I guess when you've kind of got time to break away and kind of just do your own little thing, like you say, in the cold light of day, everything don't seem that bad.
Yeah, but at the time when you're arguing and then everyone else is agreeing with that person you're arguing with, you just think, everyone's against me. Like, I don't want to...
Fuming, absolutely raging.
Yeah. Then you think, no, I like the fire in my belly. I like the fact that, you know, I can say my point and, you know, there's other... It's almost like I always told my children to go to debating society. I think it's really good to have an opinion. And it was something that I didn't really have before the show. I was one of those people that would stay quiet, think a lot, but not really speak out. And the show's really made me kind of rather think it, say it. And I don't think that's a bad thing, because it clears the air a lot of the time.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, I'm just bad-tempered all the time.
So, you know, I totally agree with you. I think sometimes you've got to say it. But then also, am I right in thinking you recently did a celebrity, a bit of a boxing match? Maybe you can get some anger out doing that.
Oh, my God. I mean,
how was it?
What was I thinking? I've never even put a pair of boxing gloves on.
And were you just like...
even when I was doing the training and the fitness thing, I still knew I was boxing, but I didn't actually think someone's going to hit me in the face repeatedly. And then I started sparring in my training and I cried all the way home every time I sparred because it was tough. And I was like, what am I doing? And then in the ring, I mean, it was close, but because it looked a bit like a bloodbath on my part. But all I was bothered about was don't end it. Like, my body's full of blood. It's only a bit.
Oh, God. That is so gory. You're kind of weeding.
No, because I didn't want to lose it. Just on my nose.
Are you glad you did it, though?
Yes, I am glad I did it. The adrenaline, I can't even tell you. Before I went out, my mouth guard was digging in me. I'd overstretched my elbow the day before and my little toe was hurting my boxing boots. And I tried to say to my trainer, all these things are hurting. And they're like, Rachel, be quiet. It's the least of your problems. And you get there and you forget everything. And even after, I mean, I fractured my nose. And even at the after party, I didn't feel it. I was so high on adrenaline. So... yeah, I want a rematch, actually. Leanne, I want a rematch.
I was going to say, so is it something you would do again?
Stupidly, yes. Yeah.
You are mad. You are mad.
I think you have to be a little bit mad to be on a reality show and put your life out there. So
true. Absolutely. Is your nose fixed, though? Is it fixed?
It was a fracture of the upper cartilage. I can't breathe great, but aesthetically, it looks fine. So I'm really, unless it causes me a lot of issues, I'm not going to mess.
I love that. Can't breathe, beer looks fine.
it's overrated, I'm telling you.
Priorities, Rachel, I love it. Well, I think you've got to put it forward as a storyline for next series. Tell the producers, say that we want to do a big boxing match on the show.
I mean, we've already done it, I guess, haven't we? But
you reckon some of the other girls would be up for having a little chair up in the ring?
Lister wouldn't be able to get the boxing gloves on because her nails are so long. I don't even know how to text people. I'm like, how do you go through life?
There'll be acrylics in the ring, extensions, lashes.
Oh my God, I love it. Love it.
You know what? I think a lot of people were surprised about how seriously Leanne and I took it. In all seriousness, we did. We trained really hard and we took it seriously and we weren't, you know, It was a proper...
It was hardcore.
We got matched tonight. I was fighting.
Can't lose with that, can you? So when can we watch the show if we want to watch it catch up or live?
So you can watch the show on a Monday from 7 a.m. Right the way through. And then obviously once it's aired, you can watch it on catch up on ITVB. So I think episode 4 has just aired. We're currently in Edinburgh. And then we've got another week of us our away trip. It's exciting though, it's jam-packed this season, really is.
Fabulous.
I wish you the best of luck for finale, even more luck for reunion. And I cannot wait to see you and get all the gossip in person, because I'm sure I'll be up to see you girl soon.
Yeah, brilliant.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Right, thank you.
Bye, babe. Stay safe.
Thanks for joining us. Bye.
Bye.
I mean, celebrity boxing match, not for me. Not for me.
Ain't a bit of me either, babes. Oh, no. I'm absolutely, not putting my name down for that.
Even if it didn't cause any, what was it she said? She couldn't see it, any physical stuff.
Can't breathe, but aesthetically, it looks
fine.
I've already had a deviated septum and had to have a nose job, so I can't...
Oh, have you?
Yeah, so I'm quite happy to sit there with a bag of minstrels.
Watching the match rather than, yeah.
I mean, even watching boxing kind of... I'm not much of a... It's not really my kind of thing.
No, I'm not so into the blood.
It scares me, yeah. The blood and the sound, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm like, oh, no, let's just go to the West. Let's go to the theatre.
Yeah, much nicer. That's the dream. Amy, our final guest on the show is ready to come in.
Let's do it.
Hi.
How are you doing, Amy?
I'm good. I'm really well. How are you?
We are excellent.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Looking glamorous. This is a glamorous show tonight.
Yeah, we've had a very glam show.
Well, guys, I should say it was just for you, but I'm rushing off to the New Wimbledon Theatre to see Heather's the Musical tonight.
Ooh, fun.
I know. Really excited.
I did also see over the weekend, though, I don't know if I'd say it was glamorous. Maybe it kind of glamorous. You were like, you were dressed up for Halloween, weren't you?
I was dressed up for Halloween and I made a bit of an effort because normally I just do the, you know, when you dress sexy and you just put a bit of blood there. But yeah. This year I was like, I want to go a bit gross.
I wouldn't say it was gross. You were a pirate, right?
I was a pirate, yes.
And how did people react to your pirate outfit?
They thought it was mint. They were like, you smashed it. They were like, you look gross, but you look great. So I was like, perfect.
Love that, because like you say, so many people do the complete opposite and use that one night a year to kind of think, you know, I can get away with that. Like Mr. Steven here, cheerleaded it up.
Yeah,
in a mini skirt.
Was a sexy cheerleader.
Living his best life.
If you can imagine this bearded face in a cheerleader's outfit, yeah.
Wig.
Did you wear a wig?
I had a wig. Yeah. Blonde wig. Went all
lashes.
Out. Lashes, oh yeah. I mean, I wore makeup for the first time out. I mean, I was just living my dream, you know.
If RuPaul so would have seen it, would have been on the next series. We would have been like, what's your email address?
The worst drag queen ever.
Wait, get your PR to send that to RuPaul immediately.
Maybe I will. What's life been like for you since Love Island? How have you found things? Because I guess it's not actually been that long of a time, is it?
Yeah, so I actually always think that. I think, oh, it's been ages and it's actually only been like 2.5 months.
Yes,
crazy,
isn't it?
That's mad, isn't it? It's only 2.5 months.
Honestly, every time I'm like, no. I've been really lucky. So with trolling, I've literally had near to none. I get the occasional random one pop up saying, you know, fat on my story or just something really weird. So for me, it's actually been amazing. I've had nothing but support. So I've just been enjoying that. And then whilst also being really busy, I'm auditioning for shows and TVs, hopefully something exciting to announce very soon. But that's literally kind of been what it's like. I've just taken on a full-time job as a hostess as well. So in the daytime, I can be hostessing my way through life and then in the evening singing. So crazy.
How did you find your time in the villa?
So, I mean, I enjoyed it because I thought it just felt really normal. I was literally just in a villa with, you know, other young, attractive people. It sounds really weird, but you know when people say you forget the cameras are there? I don't know if you feel the same, Bobby, on TOWIE, but I literally, you forget. You literally forget. And I think, again, it just feels really normal. So it just felt like I was on a holiday.
And what's the vibe like now everyone's obviously home and that? Is the group chat still popping? Are people still on there every day or are people
so left? The group chat is not as popping, which is absolutely understandable because people are now kind of falling into their areas which they want to, you know, progress in. So it's completely understandable. But you know, like it was Brett and Rachel's birthday the other day and everyone messaging there saying happy birthday. So I think everyone's just like pushing really hard for where they want to go really in their careers. So, but we're all still supporting each other. We see each other on social media and we'll always, you know, comment and say well done. So yeah, those are the vibes at the moment.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Like, so you've gone through that experience together that very few people will ever be able to relate to. So it's nice to always support each other. And even though you might not speak every day, when you see each other out and about, there's always that bond there.
Definitely, definitely. And I happen just to be really close with AJ and Rachel as well. We've like formed this really cute little trio. So we always bump into each other at events and make sure we're there. So yeah, great friendships have been made from it as well.
And what about the love life?
So I am dating someone. I'm dating a man. Oh, I'm dating a man.
Would his name be Matt?
No, but oh no, I shouldn't let you all down. It's not Matt.
Would you tell us if it was?
I definitely would. I'm terrible at lying. I'm really bad at lying, so I would have slipped up. But no, he's just a really good friend. He's such a cool guy. And we went to the theater. We've been on a couple of sort of theater dates because we both love it. And apparently we were dating. I said to him, I said, tomorrow we'll be married with 4 kids. Don't worry. So,
but in reality, whoever it is, you're keeping tight-lipped. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, for now, until we're like married and like, you know, hundreds of kids. But yeah, no, keeping it on the down low just for now.
Is that something you kind of decided to do after Love Island? You were thinking like, you know, you just want to keep those things private. What's the deal?
I think it's more for him, really.
Fair enough. Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, God, you have to respect the other person.
Yeah. How boring.
So before you started dating, but when you first come out the villa and you get your phone back a few weeks in, what are the DMs saying? Because I always like to ask people, we know what the DMs can be like.
So the DMs are like either side of the spectrum. It's either I'll pay you £10,000 for a dirty thong, or
sign me up, take one.
Wait, I think I got one from you.
You'd be lucky to get £10,000 out of me.
Your name did ring a bell. But then it will also be like the other side. I've had no one kind of be like, well, I've had people just be like, look, let me take you out and show you how a real man should treat you. And then also just from ex-Islanders as well, just reaching out and showing their support. So yeah, it's a range. It's either gross or really, really nice.
Any blue tick DMs?
Loads of blue tick DMs, but nothing to be excited about.
Got it.
So more on the friendship basis.
Yeah, not a random,
aubergine emoji.
Yeah.
As much as I was expecting Brad Pitt to reach out after I said he was my favourite actor, maybe he's not seen it yet. I'm going to go with that. Maybe he's not seen it.
Yeah, he's going to watch it on catch up over Christmas or something. Maybe that's
there. You go. He'll message me back when I'm married to this current guy.
Typical.
Yeah.
Typical,
way, isn't it? But you have also been doing bits and bobs of work. I'm gathering you must be quite a Strictly fan, because you do your little Instagram. Go on.
Say. Yeah. So do you guys love it as well?
I'm obsessed. Yes.
Oh, I'm so happy. Yeah. So it's just something that I've always watched with mum and dad when I was a little kid as well. We would just always sit together and watch it. And for me, it was just like all the costumes and all of that was so, so exciting. So. Yeah, this little Sunday thing I'm doing weekly on a Sunday night called Strictly Between Us, it's just like my tribute to my love for it. So it's really fun to talk about it.
So would you ever do the show if the call came in? Is that a stupid question? Because I guess you're already in the Addie Lee on your way to L Street Adults now.
I mean, I was knocking on the door saying, if anyone drops out, let me know.
Giovanni, I'm out. Here.
You remember me, Gio, but I would literally do it in a heartbeat. I'm not sure if they're taking Islanders just yet. I'm thinking I might, you know, I might push to do a TV show or something and then go on to it. But it would be my absolute dream.
I remember they used to say no one from any reality shows, and then they had Mark Wright on after he did the radio. So, you know, you just got to find a niche that's away from from the reality, and then maybe they'd be more likely to sign you up.
Exactly. And they also had an influencer, I think it was last year, Saffron.
Yes, that's true. YouTuber, so, wasn't she? Yeah.
So it's opening up.
So what TV show would you like to do as your stepping stone onto Strictly? What you got your eye on?
So definitely something like EastEnders, Hollyoaks, or like a serious drama, like The Fool, or, you know, any of those BBC serious ones. I'm trying to think the other one that I loved. What was the other one? The Jodie Comer. It was my absolute favourite.
Oh, gosh, she's incredible.
Stephen.
God. Love her.
I know the one you mean, yes. Anyway, something like that. Something more serious.
You know the one. Yeah. Exactly. So anything. A job is a job, babe. Give me a job and I'll take it.
Ames, have you closed the door firmly on reality now?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. I think it's great. I think it's a laugh. I think it's just so funny. It was just so interesting to experience it. But I would go on, you know, if something fun like Celebs Go Dating came on, obviously if things broke off with the current guy.
I was gonna say, don't tell the man.
And I'll just tell him, not to watch the TV for like a couple of months. Or I'd love to do Bake Off. That would be so fun. I can't cook, but that would make it fun. Yeah, just anything, or like a challenge show or a game show or The Cube or something really funny like that. So, yeah.
Well, if you manifest it, it may happen. So, I hope we get to see more of you on our screen.
Exactly.
Well, Amy, thanks so much for speaking to us this evening. Enjoy the theatre.
Thank you. Have you guys seen Heathers?
No, I haven't.
I haven't, no.
Well, I've seen the film. But I haven't seen the musical yet.
I will let you both know how it is.
Please
I've
do.
I've heard really good things.
Posted.
Well, thanks so much for speaking to us this evening, and best of luck with it all.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank
bye,
you.
Bye. Have a lovely evening.
Bye.
You too. Bye, bye, bye.
Oh.
Blessed with wonderful guests once again.
Wasn't
Amy a treat.
Lovely show.
Yeah, really lovely show. And nice to have everyone lined up, ready to go at the times we asked them to arrive. I mean,
no technical difficulties.
No Wi-Fi problems. I mean, living the dream.
Just a dream.
What have you got coming up this week, Bob? Anything exciting?
Predominantly working and gymming again. It is, you know me. I've lost all track of days. Big this weekend, I'm going to like a firework party.
Like a little bit of a low key,
which I can't remember the last time I saw a Catherine wheel. but I love it. If there's a bit of candy floss, I'm there.
Yeah.
So that'll be really nice. It's definitely jacket weather though, so I'm going to get myself a little waterproof jacket. So potentially, I'm guessing there's going to be rain. Don't think that's going to be good for the fireworks, though. But hey ho, what do you get when you organise firework night in November?
I mean, this is just the way it's got to be.
It'd be better in June, really, wouldn't it?
Well, except for the light evenings, you'd have to start really late, and you know.
Oh, of course. And I guess a lot of it does really go back to Guy Fawkes.
Yeah, which is kind of a tradition.
We can't just pick a day. Yeah,
no, exactly.
What about you, babe? Busy week?
I'm going to a house party this weekend, which I'm quite looking forward to. And then also on Saturday, so it's my friend's 40th birthday in a couple of weeks, and we are sitting for a portrait with him.
A caricature or a serious
kind
one?
Of, well, it's kind of in between the two, but he's like a serious artist, but he does kind of like fun friendship kind of photo things with people. It's going to be 6 hours on Saturday. The group of us have got, we're not sitting still for 6 hours, but it's going to be a good experience. So let's just hope the house party I go to on the Friday doesn't leave me too hungover, I guess.
Well then, because it's your mate, you can go, look, do you know what, leave the bags out, make it fresh face.
Yeah, I want to be very, very smooth. Thank you very much.
Jack and Rose, paint like one of your French girls. It'll make you look 21, Stephen.
This is all I can ask for.
So you're going to wear your little mini skirt for him.
This is going to be a painting that's going to last forever, Bob. Yeah. So probably...
Wig, contour.
Big eyeshadow, plucked eyebrows, like I looked back the other day. No, maybe not. We'll see.
I love it.
Something a bit more down to earth, I should imagine. Boring. But yeah, no, it should be nice.
Nice, mate. Oh, bless you. You have a lovely week, won't you, babes? Lovely
you too, dog. Always a great pleasure. Show. Of course, as ever. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Until next week, goodbye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.